Welcome to 5 and 5. I'm Becky Nam. What are the basic building blocks of a risk-based provider network? Here to let us know is Elena White, Vice President of Risk, Quality, and Network Solutions at Optum. Welcome to 5 and 5, Elena.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
First question. Providers who take on patient risk must build provider networks that matches that risk. Elena, should these providers act like PPOs and try to build the largest possible network of physicians?
Definitely not. Once you go into value-based contracts, the focus is not necessarily on having all the providers in the network. The focus is really around having the right providers in the network. So rather than focusing on having a network like a PPO that has all providers, successful networks include physicians that have the highest performance on quality, highest performance on managing medical costs, and success rates with patient satisfaction. They also want to make sure that they're managing to the type of providers that they need to have in the network to manage the delegated services, such as if they're responsible for oncology care, that they would have oncologists. So focusing on access to care and those specialties that are you're required to have, as well as the performance of those providers, are going to be more critical than having all providers in the network.
Question two. Many of our providers are old school. So what's the danger of just following old patterns of networking and word of mouth to build your network?
The biggest danger, if you did that, is having providers in the network that are going to bring down your performance of the network. You run the risk of including physicians that are going to negatively impact your performance of the contract. It's important to ensure, as you're evaluating physicians that are being included in your network, that you're looking to have those providers that have the same vision, the same mission, and the same quality standards for managing the members as you have under your risk-based agreements.
What would you say is the key to finding the right physicians to be part of your network?
The key to finding the right physicians to be part of your network is establishing a clear criteria of quality, cost of care performance, and patient satisfaction that's required to be part of the network. Once you've established that network criteria, having data to be able to evaluate performance of your providers is the next step. So obtaining clinical and financial data to be able to identify the highest performing providers is going to be critically important to ensure that you have the right physicians that are in your network.
What tools will risk-based providers need to select the right physicians?
Provider organizations will need to have tools that allow them to evaluate and analyze the performance of each of their providers. Being able to have tools that will look at their individual performance, group performance, and be able to compare them to their peers will be important to provide more insight in areas of improvement that's required, as well as how they are performing or how they're performing against the quality, cost, and utilization metrics.
Here's a dilemma providers have faced. Let's say you have a golfing buddy who really isn't matching the group's quality criteria. What do you do in this case?
There are situations where that does come up. There are many organizations that have providers in their organization because they've had long-lasting relationships with them or because they're a high-volume provider, and they want to keep that provider in their network regardless of the past performance that they've had on cost or quality metrics. Many times, those providers may not have ever seen information about how they are performing, and they've never compared themselves to their peers when it comes to cost and quality metrics. So the first step would really be to share the data and analytics with them. Help the provider to understand how they're performing. Very often, that might be the key to getting them to make changes in a positive way. Then you need to clearly discuss with them the standards required under your payer contracts and under your downstream provider agreement so that they understand the goals. Once you do that, then the next thing is to really give them the tools and the processes that they need so that they can work towards improving their performance. So those are the main areas that you would want to focus on, is really helping them to understand the data and understand their performance, giving them the goals that they need to reach, and then giving them tools and assistance to be able to reach those goals.
Elena White, Vice President of Risk, Quality, and Network Solutions at Optum. Thanks for joining us, Elena.
Thanks for having me.